Youth Express, live from Cal U.
All right, we're live here ringside at Bots IQ. Could you see yourself pursuing anything like this as a professional field for you?
Oh, absolutely. I intend on going to Loyola next year to study mechanical engineering, and I'm beyond thrilled to have the experience Bots IQ has given me.
You think you'd like to have a job in this field someday?
Yeah, I think that I would like to have a field in either programming or in that type of world, because I've always been interested in like seeing how things work when I'm done working with them.
What do you think you'd like to do after high school?
Well, right now I'm going to Green County Vo-Tech for machining, and that's what I'd like to do for a career.
I really like the hands-on stuff. It's kind of what I want to go into. I want to go into mechanical engineering, but I want to go more towards the automotive side. But I think it'll definitely help because you have to trial and error, with, especially like aerodynamics with cars. But with this, you got to trial and error with electronics, with design.
The whole idea behind Bots IQ is it's a fun team activity, but it's also disguised as an event for learning manufacturing. All the aspects that you're going to see in a manufacturing environment are culminated in what these students are learning through Bots IQ's program.
No matter what you like to do, there's a job in any industry. So instead of thinking just automotive or just robotics, we want students to start thinking about, well, if this is what I like to do, build robots, I could work in the automotive industry, I could work in fashion, I could work in fitness, farming, agriculture, music, any different industry. So
just from a statistical standpoint, over the next 10 years, there's at least going to be 1,300 jobs per year that have to be filled. And if you are someone that's trained in machining and manufacturing, and this is something that you want to pursue, there are ample opportunities to make it a career and not just a job.
I think the big thing that I did this year that kind of made me think about my future a lot was I did the insides of the bot. I did like the speed controllers, the motors. And now I look at that and I go, that's awesome. When I see my bot just moving, and I know it's because I did those motors, you know, I wired it all up. It's amazing.
Well, manufacturing is definitely something that we've learned over the years of being in this program, because our school, we build the bot ourselves. You know, some of the schools that are wealthier than ours, they design it and send it off, and they don't do any of the manufacturing. But I think Freedom High School is special just because we do all the manufacturing ourselves, and any company interested in students coming up to get into that career should definitely take a look at Freedom.
Workforce development is really where high school students need to be. The answer to that question, when a student says, why do I need to know how to do this? The answer isn't so you can be a math teacher. That's not the answer.
Those manufacturing companies need help and need support. We need every school in southwestern Pennsylvania to be a part of this program.
Southwestern Pennsylvania Bots IQ, the smart sport. Learn more at botsiqpa.org.